Family Matters.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
We talk about children's health, about education, about parenting, and it's safe to say across all of those topics, your kids are always listening. They hear the words you say, the way you say them, whether it's to yourself or about someone else. They read your body language. They soak up every single detail. And knowing this is truly a gift because you are a role model to your child. We can demonstrate and encourage. Today we're talking about positive body image, self-confidence, and ultimately how we can protect our children from the harm diet culture can cause. Now, the other day I was on the beach with my three-year-old and she exclaimed loudly, saw a woman walking along the water and said, "Mummy, look at that fat lady." And I didn't know what to say. Thankfully, this woman had her headphones in, so there wasn't any kind of confrontation. But I didn't know how to navigate that situation. I didn't even really know how to navigate that word. So we're bringing in the experts today because maybe you don't know either. How do we as parents teach young children to stand against body shaming, encourage body positivity? It's a concept they probably don't understand yet, but they're sometimes just describing what they see. We're talking body image. And joining us on the line now is Florence Gillet. She is the founder of Beyond Body Image. She's a certified eating psychology coach, a recovered dieter, a feminist, mother of two. Florence, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I want to understand a little bit about your own experiences so we can understand, first of all, why you're so passionate about this.
Yes, of course. So I was stuck in disordered eating and body hate for a good decade. And I would say that my children were really the reason behind my recovery and me doing the work of really accepting my body, whatever way it was looking or whatever size it was going to end up at. And really realizing that my behavior was seen and recorded by my children at a really early age. And so that's why today, like a lot of what I do is around body positive parenting.
I think the parenting aspect is really key, and it's something I became really aware of when I had my first. And I remember kind of, you know, sitting in the bath with her and her, you know, prodding me and poking me and making funny noises. Yeah. And me trying to not feel self-conscious about that, because the last thing I want to do is pass on my own body image issues to my children. And I think it's fair to say that the vast majority of people, male, female, of all ages, will have some kind of body hang-ups. But what we want our children to kind of have understanding of is inclusivity, and that in an ideal world, appearance wouldn't matter. So you heard me there saying that I was horrified really by this situation we had on the beach a couple of weeks ago, where my 3.5-year-old pointed at a woman and said, "Mummy, look at that fat lady." And at the time, I just distracted her, was very grateful this woman had her headphones on and moved on. What should I have done in that situation?
So I think what's interesting there is that you can see that as a 3.5-year-old, you know, everything is a potential comment, right? And she doesn't get any judgment in that, mm-hmm. right? So I think it's really kind of reinforcing the non-judgmental side of things and really looking at it from a curiosity point of view, if you see what I mean. It's really kind of maybe stating to her that, yes, all bodies are good bodies, but that we decided in our family, at least, that we would not make comments on other people's bodies and we would not make comments on our bodies. Mm-hmm. So that I think it's also something that, you know, sets some boundaries for her to understand that we don't kind of point to people and make comments on their size, for example, but that it doesn't come across as something that is loaded with judgment.
That's exactly it. I think, you know, we as adults have, you know, associations, connotations with words like fat, and it makes us feel uncomfortable. And that's through years, if not decades, of those associations being hammered down through, well, media mainly. And what I think what many of us want to do is stop those kind of associations and stop emotional eating and having good food and bad food and all of that. And I feel like it's really the child, you know, the childhood is when it all starts. We've got so much work to do as you say, kind of modeling that behavior. But you know, it is obvious what's causing it. Social media, unrealistic expectations, people commenting and feeling like they've got, you know, a platform to make comments on body shape and body image. So what can I ask you, when you hear from your clients, you know, what's the mood like in Dubai right now when it comes to body image and awareness, do you think?
Well, I think the whole COVID-19 pandemic has done a bit of a number on all of our mental health, mm-hmm. right? And the reality is that body image is the number one factor of self-confidence and self-esteem. And unfortunately, throughout confinement, this has taken a bit of a hit because we spend a lot of time on screens, a lot of time on social media. We've actually stopped connecting with a lot of our close friends and families. And we obviously are stuck in a home where sometimes food can be more problematic. You know what I mean? So it's a challenging time, 2020, and I think for mental health in general, and so body image is obviously part of this. So I feel like post confinement, I actually have seen a bit of a wave of requests, people coming to me and saying, I realize now that I have to really work on self-acceptance. Because I'm driving myself mad, like I'm going, you know, I can't stop eating, or I'm not eating enough, or I feel horrible, or I've gained a bit of weight, which is probably the case for all of us in confinement, and I feel horrible about it, and I'm judging myself for it. And so I think people kind of slowly realize that there is a better way to do things, right? That they don't have to constantly live in self-hate. And I think a lot of parents, as you say, have a knowledge now of how their behavior can really have a lasting effect on their child's self-confidence and body image, and how we really need to be careful, not only what we say about other people, but what we say about our own bodies, mm-hmm. and how we actually model how we interact with food, with exercise, with self-care. How do we take care of our mental health? All of these things are picked up on kids as young as 3 years old. So it's quite important we start from the moment they are small and really set good practices in place for them to look at.
Florence, you said there you've got clients coming to you saying, you know, I want to make a change. I want to improve my relationship with myself, really. And I just wondered, what do you think are some of the first steps to self-acceptance? Because I do feel like us as adults, having that is going to ultimately affect the children.
Absolutely. This is your first, the first thing you're going to work on if you want to become a body positive parent, right? Someone who is going to pass on a positive body image as much as possible to your children, right? Obviously, we can't control what the media says. We can't control the rest of the world. We can control our households. We can actually decide that in our households, we are not going to make comments on appearance. We might make comments on competence, on skills, on creativity, on kindness. These are all the different ways that we can encourage our children, that we can compliment them, that don't have anything to do with their size or their appearance. And I think it really starts with us, for example, looking at how we feel towards our own bodies. Do we actually have a bit of that inner dialogue that's constantly about restraining ourselves, right? Oh my God, I've eaten this. I should go to the gym now. Oh no, I can't possibly have this because I'm already fat enough. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes even if we don't voice that, we feel like our kids can't possibly know because we don't verbalize it. But you would be surprised at what kids pick up on. So really, you know, starting with working on self-acceptance by, for example, stopping the negative talk that we have towards ourselves and stopping the judgment we put on other people because of their appearance or weight or size is a great first step to start at. And then obviously it's working on avoiding as much as possible dieting. Mm-hmm. We know that dieting and talks around, you know, restricting foods and, you know, doing it with an objective of weight loss or looking at a certain weight as a goal is something that is usually related not only to more negative body image in the long run, but also to a certain amount of weight gain in the long run. We know that typical dieting, you know, restricting of quantities or quality types of food will actually reach more weight gain in the long run than weight loss. So it might be more interesting to really kind of establish that in the home we are going to try and stay away from those restrictions, because we also know that the more children are restricted, the more they are going to crave the food mm-hmm. that they do not have access to.
Absolutely right. So as you say, it's watching our own self-talk, but watching the language that we're using around our children too. Florence, what's the best way of people contacting you if they want to explore this a bit further and get some support?
Of course. Well, my website is beyondbodyimage.com, and there they can find all the different accounts on social media, and they can find also a lot of resources that I post for free on the blog. So even if people don't have access to proper coaching, they could still kind of start their journey there for sure.
Brilliant. Florence, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate your time this afternoon.